I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, if you're a regular listener to our podcast, you will know that we here at Opinions Matter have gotten our hands on some new merchandise. They are fantastic Opinions Matter branded mobile portable coffee mugs, travel mugs. Mugs, whatever you want to call them. And they're lovely. They're orange in colour. They have the Opinions Matter logo on them. And everybody wants one. So we're giving them away very regularly on the podcast. So let's ring our latest winner. Hello?
Hello?
I'm looking for Laura, please.
Speaking.
Hello, Laura. How are you? This is Adrian Kennedy here from the Opinions Matter podcast. How are you getting on?
Great, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Laura. Laura, you entered our competition for an Opinions Matter travel mug, and we had a very simple question. Can you remember the answer to that question?
Yeah, the Talca Valley Road in Finglas.
That's exactly right. The Talca Valley Road in Finglas was the answer to the question on the last episode of Opinions Matter. Well, Laura, I've good news for you. You just won yourself an exclusive Opinions Matter travel mug, which we will pop on the post to you today. Where do you live?
Brilliant. I'm in Kildare, in Newbridge.
In Newbridge, in County Kildare. Well, Laura, congratulations to you. You just won yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug, and it's on its way to you.
Brilliant. Thanks, Emil.
And that was Laura Collins from Newbridge in County Kildare. Well done, Laura. That coffee mug is on its way to you. Stay listening to this episode of Opinions Matter, because before the end of the episode, we will have another question for you to be in with a chance to win yourself a coffee mug. And it costs you absolutely nothing to enter the competition, just a WhatsApp message. So what do we want to talk about?
It costs us about 30 quid to post the bloody things.
It's not that dear. It's not far off it. What do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? A guy called Andre has been in contact with us, and here's what he says. I was looking at Facebook today, and a story on The Liberal about people from Ukraine still here in Ireland. And the comments from people were horrible. Go home. We don't want you here. We do not have the money to give you. Stop looking for free money to stay here. These are just some of the comments. I want to let you know I will not be leaving. I am here 3 years. I fought for 6 months in the Ukrainian army, and then I came here. I run a coffee shop business. I pay tax. I don't take any government money. My wife, she works for a cleaning company. My two boys are in school, and we have family and friends here. Most of the people complaining about Ukrainians do not have any work and do not pay any taxes. And then he goes on to say, tell them to stop with the hate of people from Ukraine, because we are not lazy like them. We work and have made a new life for us here. I think most Irish people welcome us, and the racists are not many. So that's a message for a guy called Andre, and it comes at a time where it is 4 years now since Russia invaded Ukraine, 4 years since people started arriving into this country from Ukraine.
Legally.
Legally, yeah, perfectly legally.
And that's what I want to say, and I want to try and get a handle on this, guys, because I'm a bit confused, and maybe you can all help me out here, because I'm very confused with this story. I thought that anti-immigration people were against illegal immigration. You know when you
and they are.
You know when you press them on things and you say, "Are you I'm not. I'm only anti illegal immigration." Yep. That's what they always say. Mm-hmm. That's what they say as they were defending who's the fat one that kicks the dog? What's his name again?
Oh, Dwyer.
They were all defending Philip Dwyer on Facebook the other day. And I saw some of the comments on Facebook, and they were like, no, Philip Dwyer is only against illegal immigration. That's all, he's only against illegal immigration. That's it. No, illegal's out. Get the boat, get the plane back. So I am confused, guys. Are you against illegal or legal or both? Because let's be very clear about this. Ukrainians have come here legally. Okay, mm-hmm. Legally, yes.
Yep.
Isn't that correct?
Yep.
Under the temporary protection in Ireland order, which is set in place, okay?
Yep.
So they have the exact same rights when they come here as Irish people to work. Now, I can't speak for every Ukrainian. There's tens of thousands of them here. I can't speak for every single Ukrainian and say that they're all working and paying their way. I know two Ukrainian people. One of them, I know them through my son's relationship with a Ukrainian kid, and the parents both actually work. One of them is a creche worker, and as far as I know, he drives a bus. So that's.
And I spoke to a woman from Ukraine earlier on who has an IT job. She's very high up in a big IT company in Dublin, and her and her son rent privately and are here to stay, basically. And her son is wants to be a doctor. That's how educated this family are. And so she's working as well. Now, obviously, yes. Not all Ukrainians are working. They haven't been able to get work if their English isn't good enough or whatever the case may be. But Andre is basically saying, so on Sunday, the background to this, on Sunday, there was a march in Dublin to mark the fourth anniversary.
Andre was at that march, yeah. Pretty much nearly up the front.
So it was to mark the fourth anniversary of the invasion of Ukraine. And the Liberal, being the Liberal, they covered the march, but the comments from the people who support the Liberal or follow the Liberal were all go home, out you get, we don't want you anymore.
And that's why I'm confused. I thought, well, you're never going to get any bit of compassion or intelligence from Liberal followers because they're toxic fucks, and you can quote me on that. They literally are there, full of hatred. And this is not me being a lefty. I'm just wondering, is it illegals or legals that you have a problem with coming into the country? Because Ukrainians are here legally. I can't say that every single Ukrainian here is working. I'm sure that's not the case. In the same way, there's lots of Irish people who are work shy and who are sitting on their hole. And in fact, most of the people who were given out about the Ukrainians being here, if you look at them all, they're all these sit-at-home patriots. Oh, I'm a digital creator. Like, you share a Facebook video every hour to your 100 followers. You're a Facebook creator, you're a doll merchant. So there's a lot of hypocrisy going on here. So I want to know, I don't have a problem with anybody coming here from any country as long as they are willing to work. Okay, and in Andre's case,
he is working. He runs a coffee shop. His wife is working for a cleaning company. They're flat out. And he's basically, Ireland is his home. This all comes back to how we've the attitude towards Ukrainians in Ireland has changed. We've covered this on the podcast before about the attitude towards Ukrainians seems to have changed. 4 years ago when the war broke out, we were all, oh, come on over, we'll mind you, we'll put you up. And we did, in fairness. We took 120,000 Ukrainians in. About 40,000 of them have since gone back home, but that leaves 80,000 who are still here. Now, some people argue, well, if you can go on a holiday to see your mother in Ukraine, what's wrong with moving back? It can't be that dangerous if you're able to go home on a holiday. That's one of the arguments that we have heard. But the question is, do you believe that, are you one of the people who believes that we don't want you here? Go home. We don't have the money to give you.
But is this belief that a lot of people have that they're milking the system, is there any basis to that? Because from what I can see here, there's social welfare payments. So if you are a Ukrainian who has come to Ireland to flee the war, and by the way, a lot of people forget this. You know, when they see videos of, you know, people going to bars and stuff in Ukraine, Ukraine is massive. Look at it on the map. I've been there, you've been there.
It's the biggest country in Europe.
It's absolutely monstrous. And the war against Russia is only taking place in certain parts.
Mostly in the east, yeah.
Yeah, where the Donbass is and stuff like that. So if you are in the far-flung side of Ukraine, you are not affected by the war at all. And in fact,
No, that's not true, because Russia are still lobbing bombs into...
Well, it's still lobbing, yes, but a lot of Ukrainians are still going about their day-to-day business.
No, but for example, in Kyiv at the moment, the Russians have bombed heating systems, so people are literally freezing. It's minus 20
So in, what would your message be to people saying, go home, the war is not in your part of Ukraine?
The war isn't over. The war, bombs are still being fired at Ukraine, in all of the cities of Ukraine, every city in every part of Ukraine. The Russian troops aren't on the ground in those parts of the country, but bombs are still dropping.
Okay, so the question I have to ask for you guys then is, why do you have a problem? Let's just deal with Andrei and his wife and his two kids, okay? So Andrei runs a coffee shop. His wife is... cleaning company?
Yep.
She works for a cleaning company. And the two kids are in school. Like one of my son's friends, has only ever gone to school in Ireland. Never gone to school in his own country because he wasn't old enough. So why could you possibly have a problem with someone like Andre living in Ireland and contributing to society? Because I thought it was only illegal immigrants you had a problem with. But now it seems it's anybody.
Let me kick off with Henry.
Hi, guys. About your topic today, I do agree with Andre. He's damned if he does and he's damned if he doesn't, you know, like when people tell him to go back to Ukraine and all that. And like he's working here. He runs his own coffee shop, you know, like he's paying tax, he's paying business tax, and his wife is working as well, and his two sons are at school here contributing. But the people who are giving out mad, I say the biggest ones that are shouting the loudest about him, telling him to go home, if he was to leave his coffee shop business tomorrow, if other foreign nationals were to leave their businesses tomorrow, would the Irish people who are giving out about them being here take over their business? The answer would be no. They'll turn their noses up at the work because it'd be beneath them. You see, some of these people are giving out about him being here and all that. I mean, they have very short memories, because between 1845 and 1850, 1 million people fled Ireland during the Great Famine. They fled to Britain, they fled to America, Canada, Australia, or whoever would have them at the time. And when they got to these places, they were treated like crap as well. You know, like they were told, ah, they're lazy, they're gangsters, they're nothing, they bring diseases, lice and everything, right? They have a short memory of these things, because like what they're doing to Ukrainians now, coming here and working, the Irish were suffered the same fate as them back during the days of the Great Famine. They had to flee because of starvation here in Ireland. So you see, people who come here and work and pay taxes are literally damned if they do and they're damned if they don't.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Eva, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eva?
Hello, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Eva. Before we even started recording this podcast, you sent us in a load of messages about Ukrainians. You've a bit of an issue with Ukrainians. Tell me what it is.
You see, I wouldn't have an issue with Ukrainians as until somebody called me Ukrainian, okay?
Okay, so somebody called you Ukrainian. And sorry, yeah, where are you from?
I am from Slovakia.
From Slovakia,
and
okay.
I live in Ireland 15 years.
Okay, you're here in Ireland 15 years. And somebody called... called you Ukrainian. Why did that annoy you?
You know what? Because I was just walking dog and a woman was shouting on me that you shouldn't be here. You should have go home fighting for your country.
Okay. And you pointed out, I'm not Ukrainian. I'm Slovakian.
I was like, excuse me. Like, I am not Ukrainian. I shouldn't be in any Ukrainian. I don't care about Ukrainian. I have nothing to do with those people, so can you please don't speak to me this way?
Okay.
And I am 15 years in this country. I worked from cleaning, from baking, from having two jobs for years together just to survive. And that made me very, very angry.
Okay, because just because of your accent or whatever, somebody assumed that you were Ukrainian.
Okay. Yes.
And you're not. You're from Slovakia. But you have since developed a bit of an issue with Ukrainians. What is your issue with Ukrainians?
My huge issue with Ukrainians is that they are coming here and they are practically... making bad names for everybody else who come over for better life.
In what way are Ukrainians making a bad name for somebody like you who's not even Ukrainian?
Because they are acting very entitled to everything and everybody. In case this morning I went to social welfare because I need a paper for my son who is on disability and he is in hospital. And I walk in and I actually couldn't walk in because it was so many people there. So I turn around, walk out. I met officer with coffee outside and he said, they are all Ukrainians and they are all asking, give me, give me, give me. And I am sick of it.
Okay, so you believe that Ukrainians here in Ireland are freeloading, basically, is that it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I do have my own experience when I went through cancer, and I am a person who can't stop working. So I went for one day to help to a secondhand shop because I was manager in fashion. So I went there to help around. So it was three Ukrainians who went to work there.
Okay.
Just 19 hours a week to get social welfare. And those two women, three of them, they all were on the phone all the time. You couldn't tell them what to do because they were completely like angry at you. Like, who do you are telling him to work? One was sitting on the sofa, completely ignoring customers. Another was on the till on the phone, ignoring customers. Another came to her manager and she was asking for day off on Friday, because she is going to Ukraine for her kids who are there on holidays.
Right, okay. So you believe that there are a lot of Ukrainians that are freeloading here that don't even need to be here, that could be back in Ukraine where their kids are, and they're giving other foreigners like yourself a bad name. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I do have like people who I know who were here before war started, and they are Ukrainians and they work very hard. They worked very hard. They have a day on homes. They bought and built the homes here in Ireland, and they are ashamed of those people begging here.
Okay, so some Ukrainians, you're saying, are decent people who are working hard, like our friend Andre, who sent us the message in the first place. You've no problem with people like him, but you believe that there are many freeloading Ukrainians who aren't bothered working and are giving the rest of the Ukrainians and foreigners like you a bad name.
Yeah, that's very true.
And absolutely, do you believe that those Ukrainians who aren't working, and we're only talking about the ones who aren't working, should they be sent home?
Absolutely.
To a war-torn country?
Tell me, if they can go home for doctor appointment there, or holidays, or wedding, why they can't live there?
Now, do you have evidence of this happening? I mean, I've heard these stories.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do. And it's only because I was facing homelessness thanks to Ukrainians. And I was looking for housing last 4 years to be housed. And I only got three calls from agencies or landlords to contact me only because they thought I am Ukrainian because of my name. And soon I said I am single mother and I have a HAP, I was out because I didn't have a RP.
Okay, so sorry, what you're saying is, had you been Ukrainian, landlords might have been more likely to take you than being somebody from
Slovakia. Absolutely. Oh, Slovakia.
A single mother, Anhap from Slovakia. Can I just say to you, Eva, everybody who is in receipt of HAP has the exact same problem. Everybody, not just,
absolutely, because
not just you.
Everybody says that HAP is the same like ARP, but it's absolutely bullshit, because with our ARP, they are not paying taxes, but with HAP, people are paying and landlords are paying 50% of the tax from the payment. Tenants are paying to HAP, people paying to landlords, and
what I'm hearing from you is then you believe that Ukrainians are getting preferential treatment where it comes to renting here in Ireland over and above somebody like you or an Irish citizen on HAP.
Absolutely. And I have evidence of that. I know this is happening, you know, and I know that Ukrainians are topping up those ARP, which shouldn't happen, with cash. And they are illegally renting 2-3-bedroom houses because, as we know, ARP is hosting somebody.
ARP is the accommodation recognition payment, which is €600 monthly payment for residents hosting individuals from Ukraine. So you believe that system is being abused, and people like you and other Irish people in receipt of HAP are the ones that are suffering. So do you believe then, Eva, just finally, that Ukrainians in Ireland who aren't working should be sent home?
Yes, I do. I do. They flew like 27 European countries. Okay, they can go to Czech, they can go to Slovakia, they can go to Poland.
People could have said the same about you when you came here. You had a lot. No, again, you were an EU citizen. You are considered an EU citizen, and so are Ukrainians.
Yes.
Ukrainians are considered EU citizens, and
they are not under a union.
No, they're not in the European Union, but
we are.
Yeah, no, I know you are
same,
in Slovakia, but sorry, Ukrainians came to Ireland, they were given the same rights as
same
EU
status.
Citizens,
the
same
status
yep. as EU citizens, which meant they have a right to work, they have a right to live here, albeit temporarily while the war is on. The fact of the matter is, Eva, that whether you like it or not, the war in Ukraine is still going on.
Eva, there is entitled
to be here as you are.
Some clown called Hampers for Days on Facebook. They're not in the EU. Yeah, we know we're not stupid. This is important.
They are entitled to be here.
Hang on, clarity. Clarity is important here.
One week. I came to country and in 1 week I was working. And I went and paid for my English language and school. They are getting treatment which nobody gets.
But this guy, you cannot brand in the same way we wouldn't brand all Czechs the same. You cannot brand all Ukrainians the same. This guy, Andrei, or Slovakian, sorry. This guy, Andrei, works for a living. He runs a coffee shop. His wife is a cleaner. His two kids are in school. He is paying tax.
Yeah, does he want a medal? Does he want a medal? Everybody practically come here for better life to work. No sitting on the ass and taking social welfare. Or getting them home paid.
€600
tax free to pay for their accommodation.
Okay, but did you not say yourself a few moments ago, and correct me if I'm wrong, Eva, that you're on HAP or you're in receipt of HAP? That's a social welfare payment. That's a social welfare payment.
Yeah, but because only I am care for my son for last 2 years who is on disability.
I already
paid 15 years to tax to this tax.
Okay, the bottom line is, Eva, anybody who is from Ukraine who isn't working after 3 or 4 years living in this country, those people should be sent packing, they should be sent home.
They should be sent straight away where they came from, because They got 3 months free accommodation. They got 3 months food to get themselves sorted, find housing for free, by
okay,
the way.
And you're saying if in the interim they haven't managed to get
to
a job...
That, goodbye.
Okay, send them backing. All right, Eva, stay with me for a second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
Sean, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
How are you, lad?
Sean, it's 4 years since Russia invaded Ukraine, and the sympathy towards Ukrainians seems to have dried up in some cases.
Well, I just think the text off. What's his Adrian? Is it? What's his name?
Well, my name is Adrian. Oh, sorry.
No,
Andre.
Andre, who sent in the message. It's the way he said, I will not be leaving Ireland. Listen, he's come over here fleeing a war. He's here on a temporary basis. The minute the war is over, he will be all going back. And if he's over here, why did he... When we first took in people, it was only meant to be women and children. Why did he only fight for 6 months in his country and fly back to Ireland?
Well, hang on, Sean. Sean, I'll be honest.
He's a soldier.
Well, hang on, I'll be honest. No, they weren't... most of the people were not soldiers that ended up fighting at the start. So you didn't have to be a soldier to be in the army. The point is... hang on, Sean. If we were invaded tomorrow, you'd hide in your mother's bedroom, and so would I, and so would Adrian. Half of us would...
No, that's the difference, Adrian. I wouldn't hide.
You wouldn't open your mouth
to that girl on the phone because you knew she's right.
Lads, I can't hear you when both of you are shouting.
He's rang me and asked me a question.
I believe
in the fight, when the war is over, they're here on a temporary basis, they should be all sent back home. Now, another thing I'd like to know, did the man get one of the houses, did he get housed by the government when he came over with his wife and kids? Did he, the shop that he supposedly runs or owns, does he own that or run it, did he get a grant off the government for setting up that shop?
Lots of people get grants to set up companies. We thought of applying one for
why,
one
hold
when
on,
we
where
set
the
up
Irish
this podcast.
Government give, where are the Irish government giving Ukrainians grants when they know
because,
when the war's over? They're
because,
only here on a temporary basis.
Okay, because people from Ukraine were given the same rights to work in Ireland as European citizens, as EU citizens, okay? That still stands. So therefore, if there's a grant available to set up a business, you can apply for it, I can apply for it, EU citizens can apply for it, and so can somebody from Ukraine.
Why would you give someone like that a grant of up to 20 grand to set up a business, knowing when the war is finished that they do have to go home?
Here's the thing. There is no they have to go home. We didn't sign anything to say they have to go home.
Hang
on for 1 second. I spoke to a woman earlier on, okay, who came to Ireland in 2022, a couple of weeks after the war broke out. Her and her 9-year-old son came to Ireland. This woman is a very senior executive in an IT company in Dublin now, okay? She's paying her way. She's employing people, not with any grants. She's just worked her way up in this company. Her son is in secondary school and he wants to train to be a doctor, and Ireland is now her home. You want to send her and her son, by the way.
Listen, we had this argument a couple of weeks on the radio when you have all the people from the estate outside the department and seeing the screen there. Oh, we want to keep the blacks in. They're great for our community. You had a little kid on the radio saying, our lives will be devastated. It would never be the same if these leave the country. They're leaving the country. Get over it. He's brainwashing them. They're going.
Okay, so let me ask you then. A child like this young fella, this woman's child, has spent more time in the Irish education system than he ever did in Ukraine, okay? This couple, the mother and son, have made their life in Ireland now.
That's two people. You're making a point of two people over 80,000.
I'm just using them as an example.
You're using this stupid... Look at the fucking mechanics that came out live on Facebook and said they are fixing Ukrainians' cars for free. You don't believe that. But it is happening.
I didn't say I didn't believe
that. Over 120,000 they come over. 80,000 people, you're fucking highlighting, or one woman and one child that's highly educated. And the other 78,800 odd like that, don't think so.
Well, we have Andre, who's running his coffee shop. His wife is working for a cleaning company. Yeah. In other words,
I mean, Sean, to run a coffee shop. It's not that hard to run a coffee shop.
Okay, but Sean,
he got
Sean,
the grant,
Sean.
And the government that gave him the grant to keep them here.
Okay,
but my point
is, these people that I'm talking about, and there are several thousand who are working now here in Ireland, Ukrainians, okay? Do you believe that Ukrainians who are providing for themselves are getting nothing off the state and are literally responsible for themselves and not dragging anything off the state, should they all be sent home as well?
Yes, because most of them are here on this temporary basis of until the war is finished. And when the war is finished, they will all be sent. They all be deported back to Ukraine. Is massive. Why do they have to go? Why didn't they just go to a different part of Ukraine where there's not, as you said, the nightlife everywhere in Ukraine, in other parts of the country are flying.
Okay, but why did all the Irish go to America, the furthest possible place to go during the famine?
Why didn't they just go to England?
Yeah, why didn't we go to England? Why didn't we go to Spain or something like that? We all went to America.
We went up to England and we went to everywhere.
Man, but it was mostly
to
America.
We weren't accepted in America when we done years ago. The point is we weren't accepted in America.
Sean.
And I'm not saying we've accepted Ukraine and Ireland now for, as you said, for 4 years. We built them in a state in Adamstown in Lucan it's a Ukrainian estate. You know, you look at our homes. And I'm not being bad. When the war's over, send them all back and free up the houses for our own people.
Okay.
Yes.
But I was of the belief, and maybe I'm confused with your opinion here, I was of the belief that people like yourself only had a problem with moochers, as you call them, people sponging off the state. In this situation here, you have a couple with two kids.
You're talking about one couple out of 80,000,
yeah,
that's the problem.
No, but this
There's another 78,000 that are doing fucking
nothing.
But
not
walking.
No, sorry, Sean. Out of the 80,000 Ukrainians that are here in Ireland, it is estimated between 25,000 and 30,000 of them are working, are actually
in employment jobs.
Doesn't matter, they're working.
Jobs.
They're working. They're earning.
Are they full time employment? I wouldn't imagine so.
I don't know the answer to that. I just know
that's about one third of the whole Ukrainian that's in Ireland working, which is shocking.
The other third would be children. You're hardly expecting children to work, okay? And then how did
our mothers work if they're children, if they have young kids?
I don't know. I didn't ask them all. One third of Ukrainians are working. One third of Ukrainians are kids, and the other one third aren't working. Okay, that's the best statistic I've been able to find. Now,
yeah,
I'm asking you.
You keep throwing these kids things at us. We're not going to change our mind. As I said, when the war is over, now we've accepted them for the last 4 years, and if the war takes another 2 years, we're going to accept them. But the minute the war finishes, onto a plane and boy.
But even
Jeremy, you gave an example of one of your son's mates being from Ukraine.
Yes, he is from Ukraine. Yeah,
and speaks perfect English, I'm sure, because he's in.
He only ever went to school in Ireland.
So Sean,
he's a member. And by the way, Sean, just to set the scene here, both his parents work. He's a member of the local GAA club. He's a member of the local football club.
Poor Dan. It's like the family, the black family that were getting deported there a few weeks ago, and they all went to Stevens Green to the department or wherever's there, and they all protested. And it's on TV3. A little 9-year-old, my life will not be the same if he gets deported. That 9-year-old hasn't a fucking clue what's going on. If he's gone, he'd be forgotten about in about
Sean,
a year's
Sean,
time.
Okay, so Sean, you're saying that if the war ends this year or next year, Jeremy's young fella's mate literally gets chucked on a plane and back to Ukraine.
Well, listen, it's happening with other people in Ireland. People have been living here that haven't got the papers to be living here, and they've been here for 10 years, and it's only now they're getting fucked on a plane, and the people are, they've been here for 10 years. I don't care. They haven't got a right to be in the country. Good luck.
Stay with me for a second.
He's full of heart, isn't he?
He really is.
Because, and again, you've just proven, Sean, that all along...
You know
what you've proven, though, Sean? What you've proven is, yourself and your ilk, it was never about... The dangerous unvetted male men.
I want them out as well. If you want to do a topic on that tomorrow, I'll speak tomorrow again.
No, we've done a topic.
Today's about Ukraine.
No,
and my opinion
is
they've been here for 4 years. They've got enough jobs to state. They've got help.
So it was never about the unvetted moochers that were coming over.
I don't want them here either, Jeremy. Yeah, I don't want them here either. Hold on, whoa. Listen to me. Look at the other day on Abbey Street, a Romanian guy taking out a knife. Why don't you speak about that?
But you're also to speak about, there's no debate.
Well, look about the girl. The girl going around the other day when she was walking and a fella just elbowed her in the face. Another foreigner. It was all, if you watched Crime Call last night, half of the fucking crime, half of the people on Crime Call last night are now foreigners.
Yes, but these people, this family, sorry, this family, Andre and his wife and kids, they're not just stabbing.
The last 17 years in this country and I can't get a house. These come from a fucking war-torn country and get a house and you think, ah, well, they're here now 4 years.
Stay with me for a second. He wants them all out. All out, all out.
So it was never about, it was never about scamming the system. It was never about that as well.
Martin.
Afternoon, lads. I can see both sides of the argument here. There's a lot of people who come on here and say, yeah, let them in if they want to pay their taxes. And yeah, this fella's started his own business. His wife is working. That's great. But you can see where the sentiment is coming from, especially around Ukrainians. Like, you know, he probably came here, probably drove his car here. I'd like to know if that's been changed over. Probably not. You see Ukrainian cars driving around, no NCT, no tax. They don't have to change them over. They don't have to pay VRT. They can get them fixed if they want at the taxpayer's expense. That's a fact. Last time I was on, Adrian told me I was lying about that. Full circle, come round to be true. He got rent free. So it's a leg up. It's a leg up that Irish people don't have in order to start a business or leg up in life, starting life. He's getting a full pension anyway, regardless if he started his own business or not. So I think that's where the sentiment comes from, lads. That's the truth of it. That's all I've got to say on it.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Fiacra, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Fiacra?
How you doing, Jeremy?
Well, Fiacra, what did you want to say on this?
No problem. I was living in China now for 8 years and I came back living in Drogheda. And I was there for about 4 years and the town's changed so much. A lot of them now, I don't mind the one coming over working as your man, Andreas, was it?
Yeah.
He's a family man and he's paying his way and he's setting up his own business. But in Drogheda now, there's a lot down the park, down the river, drinking on drugs. Ukrainians, they're all staying in the D hotel. Up down.
Yeah, and the D hotel has been used for since the Ukrainian crisis broke out for Ukrainians. And yes, I agree with you. And I work in Drogheda every day, and I can see Drogheda is a changed town. But let me ask you then, Fiacra. What do you want to see being done? We this guy Andre contacted us. He's not doing drugs. He's not hanging around parks. He's out working every day in his coffee shop. He's basically getting annoyed that the attitude towards Ukrainians has changed dramatically here in Ireland.
Exactly. Now, I don't mind him, but I can see that goes back to what the previous lady there was from Lafayette. Lithuania saying a lot of them are giving them a bad name. A lot of them are coming over here, as she said, was entitled. And not all of them. Like your man Andreas, but there is a fair few. I'd like to see the government just the ones that are still on the social welfare after what, a year or two, take them back and send them out when the war is over.
Okay. Now,
when I came back. I was looking for work now myself, and I went for a kitchen porter, and he said, look, we only hire Ukrainians because the government pay half the wage.
So let me ask you then, Fiacra, you said yourself you were in China, yeah?
Yeah, me and my wife, now, we couldn't get work now, we're over in Thailand now.
Oh, you're
in Thailand.
Okay, so you were in China, you came home to Ireland, to Drogheda, and I can hear your proud Drogheda accent, and you're now back in Thailand. Is that because you couldn't get work here?
Couldn't get work. And I was just labouring on through agencies and I just couldn't get any work, Adrian, and the times has gone right bad. So I just had to, me and my wife now, we got work now teaching English in Thailand. So I can see myself travelling, like I can't be like, you know, contradict myself. But if you're paying your way and you're paying your tax, yes, that's no problem. But there's a lot that aren't, Adrian, you know.
It sounds like you're a bit annoyed, are you? After having come home and not being able to get a job, is it just Drogheda you were looking for a job, or did you spread?
I went looking for around the Dublin area, the northeast, and all that. You know, now there's plenty on the sites. There's a lot of labourers, and there's a lot like working Ukrainians. I have good friends with them. They're working. They're paying the way. You know, and I don't mind them. They're trying to find work. But there's a lot now just trying to get just entitled.
Okay,
they don't want to work, and they're getting the free money.
Okay, let me ask you then, Fikra, when this war ends, or even before this war ends, do you believe that Ukrainians in Ireland who aren't working should be sent back home?
Yeah. If they're on the social welfare for a certain amount of time, they should be sent home. You know, or if they're going to look for. If they're trying to get work or trying to get education or something to better themselves, okay, fair enough. But there's a majority that just are not.
If they're hanging around parks and Drogheda drinking in the middle of the day, they should be sent back home.
And women are scared to walk down the river now because they had it all done up the park, the Boyne River. Now women are scared to walk there during the day because they're all there in the afternoon drinking with the cans. Now I haven't heard of any trouble. I haven't heard any trouble, but it's intimidating.
And I haven't heard of any trouble either at the hands of you. Ukrainians. That's not to say there hasn't been, but non-working Ukrainians need to go home,
and
those who are working or educating themselves, you've no problem with staying here.
Yeah, no problem staying here. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Now, how would you feel? You're in Thailand, as you just said. How would you feel if local people had that attitude towards you?
They do, because me and my wife now we're down in the south, and there's not many Western down here, and they just. There is a bit, but like that's life. Anywhere you go, there's going to be a bit of racism. But like, if we weren't paying our wages, the government ain't going to give us anything free. You know, we're not entitled to anything here. But they're friendly people and they're lovely. But we wouldn't be getting half the getting back home.
All right, for you. So, how long are you in Thailand? How long are you going to stay there? Is that your new home?
Well, hopefully we're here now. How long?
8 months now.
8 months now.
All right, very well. What part of Thailand are you in?
Down the south, Nakhon Si Thammarat, just down the south.
All right, very good. All right, good to talk to you. Yeah. Good to talk to you, Fikra. Thanks very much for listening.
Thank you. Come on, take care now.
Bye bye. That's Fikra, who listens to us all the way in Thailand.
Send a memo about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've literally listeners all over the world.
Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, thanks. You've heard our first few callers have all said Ukrainians, particularly those who aren't working, although Sean went a stage further. He said everybody who's from Ukraine, who fled war in that country, when that war ends, they all need to go home. What do you say to that?
Well, those callers, especially that woman from Slovakia, is just an angry hypocrite. And Sean is just a bloody idiot. The Ukrainians who are here, they contribute to Irish society, while these racist, bigoted scum who are nothing but a drain in this country, they are the dregs of society, they contribute nothing. They belong in the bloody sewers with the rest of the lawless and McGregor.
Sorry.
They make me ashamed to be Irish.
Make you ashamed to be Irish. Okay, let me ask you then, Anthony.
Forget the Irish history.
Okay, you're saying that the Ukrainians who are here are contributing to society. Some Ukrainians who are here are contributing to society. And I gave you a statistic a while ago, and this is the closest that I can come to the state of play now. One third of Ukrainians are working. One third of Ukrainians are kids, and the other one third of Ukrainians in Ireland, and these are all very rough figures, the other one third are not working. So that's a lot of people that aren't working, and they're the ones that a lot of our listeners say need to go home, particularly when the war is over.
Well, they could be struggling with PTSD. Remember, they're fleeing a war-torn country. We see what's happening, what Russia has been doing in Ukraine. My late brother-in-law worked with people from Ukraine who lost everything. Their villages were bombed. They lost their homes. It's now under Russian occupation. They had nothing to go back to.
And Anthony, that's fine with that story, okay? They've nothing to go home to. How can you expect them to go home to their country? That's fine. But for others, they actually go on a holiday back to Ukraine to see their family.
Only briefly. Plus, fact, all of Ukraine is under attack by Russia. Some idiots seem to forget that fact when Russia keeps launching missiles at all the cities in the west of Ukraine. The all of idiots say, Ukraine. They forget the facts.
Okay. And Anthony, sorry. I understand what you're saying. Ukraine is still being bombed. It's still being attacked. All parts of Ukraine have missiles landing very frequently. I get all that and I agree with you, okay? However, a lot of people believe that if you're here in Ireland from a country that you can happily go on a 2 or 3 week holiday or happily go to for medical treatment, then it is safe enough for you to go and move back there.
It is not safe to go back to. It won't be safe until the war is over, which will only happen when Putin is gone and Russia gets the fuck out of Ukraine territory. All of it, including Crimea. But that's not going to happen because we know Putin won't do it. This proposed peace deal is just a stalling tactic so Putin can build up his forces and launch another invasion down the road. That's what his long-term goal is. And we know from history, Putin is not going to stop at Ukraine. He'll go for Moldova. He'll go for Poland. He'll keep going until all of Europe is under his rule and we are all basically living under him, being ruled by his puppet.
Okay, Sean, let me go back to you. And Anthony is saying, please remember that Ukraine is still being attacked by Russia and we need to be more understanding towards our Russian friends, our Ukrainian friends.
And as I said to you, lads, as long as the war is still going on, we'll accept them here. But the minute the war is over, they do have to go back.
That is not true, Sean. You're bloody lying. They're not going to go back because the war is only going to end one way. When Putin is gone and Russia gets the F out of all Ukraine territory. But Putin won't do that because he'll be seen as weak and he'll just be removed from power by his own people. That's what
happened. So you're saying this war is going to go on forever is what you're saying, Ando?
It's only going to keep going on until Ukraine wins, right? Because Ukraine is not going to surrender. I'm still talking, Sean. Can you let me?
You must listen to RTE, do you?
I listen to the truth. You listen to lies and Russian misinformation. They keep spreading lies to get idiots to fall for it. Like this false claim they're building a scheme of war in Ukraine. That's a fucking lie from the Russians. That's a lie. They keep lying to get idiots to fall for it.
To go back home and
No, they won't. No, they shouldn't, you idiot. Because they shouldn't.
Sure, all the immigrants that are not meant to be here are going back, and it's only a matter of time. The minute the war is over, they have to go back. We've accommodated them for 4 years.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen because we know I'm still talking. You be quiet and let me speak.
Okay, let him speak. Go on, Anthony.
Because this proposed peace plan, it's not going to work. Putin's going to break it. Like, he broke the Budapest Agreement when he invaded Ukraine, when he broke the Minsk Agreement, continuing the fighting in the Donbass before the invasion. Putin has broken every agreement and every promise that he has ever signed. We know from history. It's Anthony.
Okay, sorry,
put you in your box.
Anthony, even Sean, who I'd normally disagree with, is making sense here in the fact that he's saying people who are staying here and who are working like Andre running the business are contributing. That's fine, they're okay. But if there are people who are just sitting here doing absolutely nothing and there are many jobs that they could be doing, then why should they be a drain on our society?
Because they might be struggling with PTSD. The war has affected a lot of those who have come over here who are seeing who God knows what. We've seen that. We see when the war broke out, people are getting bombed out.
Okay, there
people
you go, Sean. PTSD is keeping them
there. What about all the others that are suffering with their mental health because how they're getting treated? Why other citizens are coming over and getting...
Do not try to... Do not try to compare what some other people are going through to those who are fleeing war and genocide. War and genocide.
There's parts of Ukraine where the nightlife is still rocking, and there's Ukraine.
All of Ukraine is under attack by Russia. All of Ukraine is, you bloody idiot. Yes, it fucking is. All of Ukraine is. They keep launching
They launch
missiles at all the cities in Ukraine, including the rest of the country, you bloody idiot, Sean. Educate yourself, you idiot.
Listen, when the war's over, they're going back, whether you like it or not, mate.
They are. People like you should be kicked out of the country. If I would kick you out of this country and send you to the UK if it was up to me, Sean. You'll be kicked out.
You want to put your balls over your mouth?
All right, enough. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this. Let me bring in David with his opinion.
Hey, that's a great show there, as usual. I have to agree with that Slovakian girl there. Just a quick story. I was doing a job down the country. I'm staying overnight in a hotel. We were in having dinner anyway, me and another lad, and we got talking to the bar manager. He was saying that he's looking for staff, blah, blah, blah. But there's a load of Ukrainians in the hotel. So he asked one of the guys, he was there with his wife and his kids in the hotel being put up. Did he want a job just to wait on the tables, or, you know, collect the glasses out in the kitchen or anything like that? And he was turned around and he was told no, because if he takes the few hours of work or whatever like that, he loses too much money that he's getting out of social, and he turned them down. So they're living in the hotel like rent free, you know, they get everything handed to them, and this guy offers him a job and he refuses it and says no, that he loses too much money. Yet you have Irish people out there that's living in hotels, they don't get anything like this, they don't get medical cards, they don't get anything, and these lads get that off it. It's just not fair, lads.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Vlad, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How's it going, lads? I'm doing great. Jesus, having Anthony and Sean the same call is a bit of a crazy one to have on a Tuesday afternoon.
I agree.
right, lads. So here's my take on this, and just as a bit of context, I'm Moldovan, but I've moved over here for 15 odd years now, and I can see both sides of the fence. You know, I would consider myself Irish more than I would Moldovan at this point, spend most of my life here. And listen, I don't like people coming over and abusing the social welfare system. It's absolute bullshit, you know. We should have a system, like in terms of the Ukrainians, one caller previously said, you know, keep the good ones, the ones that come over here, the ones that start working, they're paying their tax, starting businesses, creating more opportunities. And I feel like people have a very short-sighted view on this. You know, they see, oh my God, Ukrainians coming in, social welfare. But then there's the other side, the ones that are coming in, starting businesses, creating more jobs for Irish people, for more immigrants, for more people. That just expands our economy, brings more money into the country. It's just such a short view to take, you know, because countries aren't 1 year at a time. Our economy, you know, economies are planned 20, 30, 40 years at a time. So if you're just going to base on a couple of Ukrainians came here and abused the welfare system, they ruined Ireland, okay, take them all out.
Okay, but a lot of people believe that there is a lot of abuse of the system here in Ireland at the hands of some Ukrainians. In fact, that last message was all about a guy who turned down a job because he would be worse off. Now, he wouldn't be the only person to turn down a job because he'd be worse off. It happens with Irish people regularly. But my question to you is, do you believe that there are some Ukrainians that are abusing the system and that should be sent home?
Of course. Look, I'm not blind to it. You know, there's Ukrainians abusing the system. There's Moldovans abusing the system, Romanians, Polish people. There's Irish people abusing the system. Like, people are opportunistic, right? If there's a way to abuse the system to get a gain, people are going to do it. It doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah, I agree with you. Wholeheartedly, yeah.
The problem, look, it's a double-edged sword where the problem lies both in the people and in the system itself, right? you can't blame the people for abusing the system. That's just human nature. If you're going to get something for free, you're going to take it. If you find 50 quid in the street, are you going to take the 50 quid to the guards and go, hey, lads,
okay,
I'll
so,
50
so,
quid
so, okay, but let me ask you then, Vlad, the attitude of the Irish, not all, by the way, but some, the attitude of some Irish towards Ukrainians in this country has changed. And a lot of people are arguing that it's time that they went home, that it's okay for them to go home for a holiday, it's okay for them to go and get medical treatment done in Ukraine. If it's okay for all of that, then it's safe enough for you to go back home. What do you say to that?
Look, they have a right to be upset. You know, sometimes I'm upset about it. I'm not happy about it either. You know, it's very hard out there right now. It's very, very, very tough. You know, I'm 25 years of age. I'm lucky enough to own my house, but the economy is horrible out there. The job market is horrible. Things are getting more expensive. So, of course, you're going to have some Irish people that feel burned. You know, you have...
And I was about to say that. You saying that you're a Moldovan here living in Ireland, working in Ireland, and you were able to buy a house. I know there are people begrudgingly that would begrudge you being a homeowner when you're not a native Irish. You do realise that there's people that have a problem with that.
But of course there's going to be people that are going to have problems with it. Like, you know, the world is not a beautiful place where it's all rays and sunshine. People are going to have problems with absolutely every single thing you do. But the reality of it is, I've been basically saving money since I moved here when I was essentially 13. You know, I got my first job at 15, been working, saving money ever since. You know, I worked 2 jobs, 7 days a week. There was weeks where I was pushing 7 hours a week. While I was in college, people can make it work. But that's just my case. You know, that was my attitude in life. But that's irrelevant, you know, to this discussion. I understand why some Irish people are upset. I get it. I do. I truly do. But we shouldn't have such a short-sighted view of this, you know, because I read a headline today. So our Irish pension system, the public Irish pension system, is an absolute tatters. We won't have enough money in the economy to pay the pensioners in 20, 30 years. The only solution to that is to bring more people into the country. And the government is to blame for this. It's poor financial planning from the government. So it's a negative feedback loop where instead of, you know, trying to implement policies to protect our country, we're just blaming each other and just fighting like cats and dogs.
I totally agree with you, actually. So just with regard to Ukrainians, you're saying you can understand how some people's attitudes have changed, but you're saying, am I right in saying you still have sympathy towards Ukrainians with the war going on in their country still?
You'd have to have, wouldn't you?
I do have sympathy. You know what I mean? I don't want to. I'm not gonna sit here and say kick them out. You can send them back home. Absolutely not. My point is keep them here until you know the war is over. If you know, some of them were able to get jobs, you know, participate in our country, you know, become a part of the economy, then keep them here. The rest, send them back. I'm an immigrant myself, and I'm happy to say is our border policy is way too light. You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to come in this country and then you're going to make a mess of it, abuse the welfare system, you should be sent back home.
Absolutely.
And I'm happy to say this.
All right.
Can I just say on a separate note, myself and Adrian have both been to Ukraine and to
Moldova.
Moldova, yeah. And it's a beautiful country, Moldova is. I have to say, I really enjoyed my time there. People were lovely there in, where was the name of the place?
Chisinau.
Chisinau, that's where we were, yeah.
Yep.
Although we got a flight back, just as a lighthearted story. Were you on the flight back for me from Chisinau? Did you get a flight back?
No.
So I got a flight back from Chisinau to Dublin, a direct flight, Vlad. And it was full of drunk Moldovans. And at 30,000 feet in the middle of the night, I was woken up to screaming. And it was the guy in the row in front of me trying to open the door in midair. Different people.
Oh, lads. They're a fucking disgrace.
Don't serve drink on Moldovan flights. Don't serve drink.
They're a fucking disgrace. I'd be the first one to say deport those fuckers. I don't want them here either. Like, we want the good ones.
I don't want anybody kicked out. Just don't open a door at 30,000 feet. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
All right, Vlad, great to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed.
That's true, by the way.
Yeah, no, I remember that.
Because I was literally flying back from Moldova on a flight. I can't remember the airline that it was, but it was an airline I never heard of, and everybody was pissed on the flight. And literally 30,000 feet, I'm asleep. Next minute I hear, look what's going on. And there's literally a fella, get me off this plane. Luckily you can't open the door when the plane is in the sky, can you?
No, you can't. Tina, finally, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Tina?
Hi, very good, very good. Thank you.
Now, what did you want to say on this?
So I just wanted to say that I was post-COVID, I was an area manager for a company down the south, and we had we didn't have any staff trying to build up on the businesses. There was various different businesses I was responsible for. But without the Ukrainian people, I suppose, staff, we wouldn't have been able to staff the premises. And I have to say that some of them were the most fantastic workers going. They were just like, we need, I suppose, I was self-employed back in during the boom. We had an awful issue getting staff. We depended on the Polish, we depended on Filipinos, we depended on all different nationalities for our business. We at the time had to wait for work permits to come in. You could have a contract. You would have to wait 6 months for the department for you to get your work permit. It was an awful, awful strain. And I suppose, like, even back then and now, I suppose our economy needs the Ukrainian people to.
And when you hear the attitude of some people towards Ukrainians now, they need to go home. As soon as the war is over, they need to be sent home, whether they're working or not. What do you make of that attitude and that changed attitude towards people from Ukraine?
Well, I suppose it's like any nationality. It's like the Irish. There's always a certain percentage that can't work or don't want to work. And like you'll have that across the board. I suppose I go back to the living conditions of the Ukrainian people at the moment. I've done inspections in their accommodation. So you'd have hotels where there's maybe four people inside the room. It's no joke, guys, to be living. You're just having your box room or your ensuite or whatever. Your suitcases around the place. They can't cook for themselves. They don't have cooking facilities. They don't have washing facilities for their clothes, laundry facilities. It's no joke. Like, I mean, they've had to leave their houses. Like, we've had their washing machines, their kitchens, their families. You know, it's no joke. I get it. The ARP and all that is causing an issue with the housing crisis. But every time we open up, say, Facebook or whatever, newspapers, we see the government rallying millions here, millions there. I can't understand how all these millions stop spending. Let's put the money into housing, build houses. The issue is, I suppose, housing.
Okay, so really your point is with regard to Ukrainian is ease off the Ukrainians. They're actually not as bad as people are making them out. That's really what you're saying,
Well, if you were an employer or a manager out there and you need staff, you'd be damn glad if you were Ukrainians. You know, that's from my experience.
All right.
And I'm sure a lot of other businesses can say the same.
All right, you very know, good. Issues, no, and, yes. And again, I agree that in a lot of cases, Ukrainians have contributed very well to Irish society. There are a few, though, that have there are some that have slipped through the cracks and are doing shagall, basically. Now, before we go, thanks, by the way, all of you for your calls and comments on that podcast.
Can we just wrap up with a bit of clarity here? Because a lot of people were commenting. When we record this podcast, we do it live with people interacting on our Facebook page, and we have hundreds of different comments. And a lot of people were commenting saying, how come if Ukraine is at war that they're able to build this $1.5 billion ski resort, which they are building? It's not fake news. It is actually happening. And that is a fair question. And here is the research that Amanda has done on this. So yes, there is a ski resort being built in Ukraine in the Carpathian Mountains,
Western Ukraine.
Sorry, yeah,
near
side.
Poland. Yeah,
yeah, that side, yeah. So near, as close to you as possible. So there is a ski resort, a mountain resort being built there at a cost of $1.5 billion US dollars. But that is privately funded. That is being funded by a private developer and investor. So the money isn't coming from, you know, the money that the states have given to Ukraine or the money that we've given. It's literally a private investor called the OKKO Group, who are a fuel network.
No, but the argument I'm sure that people are making is things can't be that bad in Ukraine.
Well, if
a private company is investing billions in a ski resort.
Have you ever seen documentaries on the United Kingdom during the Second World War? So the United Kingdom was being bombed to bollocks by the Nazis during the Blitzkrieg in the Second World War.
It was only the southeast, yeah.
Yeah, there was literally, you can see pictures of people going to ballrooms in England during the Second World War. Life goes on even when a country is at war. So that is, yes, that ski resort is being built. Now, geez, I don't know how it costs $1.5 billion to build a slope with a bit of snow on it. but it is being built, but it's privately funded and not being funded by the government. Just need to clear that up.
All right. Now, just before we go, we mentioned earlier on that we are giving away very frequently our Opinions Matter travel mugs. These are our new merchandise and everybody wants them. We have a quick question for you right now. What is it?
Here's the question. What happened to me on a plane coming back from Moldova?
Oh, you just said it a couple of minutes ago.
I did just say it.
Just rewind the podcast. And you'll get the answer just there.
Problem noise it'll make if you rewind it.
That's the rewind sound. So what happened on the plane that Jeremy was on coming home from Moldova? If you can work that out, all you have to do is send the answer to that question and your name to our WhatsApp 085-825-2626. Send it in to us, and on the next episode of Opinions Matter, we will pick out a winner for our travel mug. We do have lots of them to give away, and that is today's question. What happened on the plane from Moldova that Jeremy was on? It was only stated a couple of minutes ago. Send a WhatsApp with your answer and your name to 085-825-2626. Get it into us by 1 o'clock on Wednesday, the 25th of February.
Very specific.
You're listening to us,
very specific.
If you're listening to us after that time, you're too late, I'm afraid. Okay, so get it into us by 1 o'clock on by lunchtime on the 25th, Wednesday, the 25th. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow, and we'll catch you on the next one.